Hello, everybody. Got to be quick. The Titans are kicking off game one of 2023 in about 19 minutes. So I'm going to fly here. But I just wanted to throw out some things in case there are some subject matter experts out there that might be able to do some research. This is, wanted to give you some, an area that I'm going to be looking in the near future. This morning, I saw a video by Nelson Walters on the Revelation 12 sign, and I remember from 2017, July, August, it came to my attention, and I put some time into seeing if it was legit, and it certainly looked legit. Never considered it to be a sign of the rapture. Many did. I mean, but the world's full of people like that. I've always been fascinated by that sign, and there was also the eclipse that predated it by about 30 days, which was very interesting, a total eclipse that happened to pass right through where I live, which was pretty rare. And there is another eclipse coming across the United States in 2024, and which added to the intrigue, being 7 years apart. Seven always kind of wakes people up. But anyway, Walter's video was talking about 2030, and you know, I know I've been talking and looking at it a lot about that time frame, 2030 to 2032, somewhere in there, and the start of the 70th week potentially being 2025-ish. You know, I don't think we're in the week right now from 2023. I don't believe that. Could be wrong, but I think there would be more. There'd be a little more smoke than there is right now, even though today's pretty crazy. The days we live in are insane. But some of the things I'll throw out real quickly with this return of talk around the Revelation 12 sign, what they were alluding to, they haven't gotten to it yet, but that there were certain other actions within that Revelation 12 paragraph, specifically the first six verses, where it talks about Draco the dragon, getting ahead of myself. And, you know, the story that's told, a virgin and 12, a crown of 12 stars, and there's a dragon with seven heads and 10 crowns and all that kind of stuff. You're very familiar with that verbiage. And what it made me think about, I remember back in 2017 treating those first six verses as if there is activity in the constellations that mirror Revelation 12, then would we not expect more within that same area of scripture to be mirrored in the heavens through constellations, essentially the story being told in parallel? And I remember looking at the constellation, you know, I see dragon in scripture, so I look up constellation Draco the dragon, and I did a pretty quick run through. I didn't see anything there that didn't do a huge deep dive, but I didn't see anything that really opened my eyes that was pretty obvious, like, aha, okay, the story continues in the sky versus those first six verses. But after what Nelson Walters was presenting this morning, and again, the other videos hadn't been released yet, but it sounds like he or they, the group he corresponds with, has got something that actually, you know, if you've got stars and constellations presenting themselves in locations, there's times and dates. And again, it isn't a rapture thing because that isn't known, but we certainly have an idea based on the fifth, sixth seal, the sixth seal, pre-wrath pattern or template. I think we can look at that and know beyond the abomination of desolation that, you know, we would be very close. And so I'm really fascinated by this new stirring around this, because I think the Revelation 12 sign was completely legit. But I always was always looking for, okay, what purpose is it serving? Other than just to inform us, to wake us up, maybe. Maybe it's a sign on the interstate until we get to the 70th week. But I absolutely believe that it's legit. And very interested in seeing what Nelson Walters and others, this is the reason I'm coming to y'all right now, but it's made me think, like, what if there are other places in Revelation that are represented by presentation of constellations? Because one thing that he showed in the video, kind of a teaser, was a constellation called Serpens. And there is it is intertwined with another constellation, this god that is wrestling, or he is restraining this serpent, which, you know, another eye-opener there. I've forgotten the name. I can't remember it. I looked it up this morning and I can't remember it. So I've only done like a 5-minute jump into it and seeing if there's anything completely obvious that nobody's ever looked at. But that's what I'm going to be looking at, is digging in more in this area and any other potential symbology. Like we know the imagery in Daniel is mirrored in Revelation, where one beast swallows another and it takes on, you know, essentially the fourth beast that rises up has all the combined characteristics of the other beast that it overtook. And I just want to at least do a little research and see if there are star patterns that might represent some of that activity as well, like one constellation merging in over another or with another, if you know what I mean. So if anybody out there is a subject matter expert in stellarium, constellations, you know, astronomy, things like that, you know, email me. I will put my email in the notes. If you don't know it by now, you can go to Podbean, podbean.com, and find this. And I generally put my email address and sometimes I put my cell number in those notes. So, you know, I won't be persuaded by the pre-trib stuff, so I'm not interested. I rarely even watch that kind of stuff now. I mean, because pre-tribbers generally don't research anything at all. They are a category of people. There are many of them in all walks of life, but they only hear what will reinforce what they already believe. They cannot receive anything that would change their position potentially. And I know I'm saying I've painted myself in that same spot by saying I'm not going to listen to them. I'll listen to other people in other positions that I currently might not hold. And I'm open. If the evidence is there and scripture, you know, backs it up, I've got to go there. If it is convincing evidence, I've got to go in that direction, whether I currently hold it or not. Unfortunately, we live in a time where most of Christianity just presses their belief system over scripture. And that's all that when they squeeze, that's all they're going to get out. They are only going to get out what they already believe and not anything that could potentially run counter. And that's all doctrine, prophecy, and everything, if they're even awake and even looking. But fascinating times we are in. And I expressed to you in the last episode that the tension that I feel, not stress, but tension that I feel, like balanced with hopefulness, that our country is, there's something going on behind the scenes that to quell the corruption and potentially renew our freedom and great liberty that has been given by God, as it's been given to all mankind. But I am extremely hopeful with that. But I'm also, with what we know might be coming very soon, if it's true, you know, potentially, just a few years out, and, you know, where does that leave us as a country, and what's our role to play, and does it mean this movement towards freedom and the pushback on evil and corruption gets stopped in some way or stumbles in some way? We always have to respect the genius evil of the enemy, and absolutely genius if you look at some of the election fraud and how it wasn't just one thing, it's a thousand things, and it isn't just random people all cheating, although not everybody at the bottom would have some knowledge of a master plan. But the fact that every single voting machine might or probably has the same level of or functionality to cheat, to generate an election any way possible, so that in so well thought out that if a county were to toss one vendor and have a, you know, go for another trusted vendor in quotes, they've got the same, they're back in the same situation and worse off because now they're blinded thinking that they've done the right thing. So it really is an example of genius, evil, and you should never, I guess we should never be able to trust, but, well, let's just say trust but verify everything. No one should be offended that your work has to be validated and verified. We that's the work we do every day. I mean, as a developer, my code has to be tested by others, by people other than me, because I've got blind spots. So, you know, we should not be offended by it. Anybody who brings something to another in scripture and goes, hey, what about this? You know, you should never be offended if scripture legitimately discounts what you believe. You need to go there. You got to be humble enough to go wherever the truth leads us. So in short, I'm going to be looking for symbology related to Revelation 12 and symbology and constellations that might be elsewhere in Revelation. So, you know, I'm just curious, stuff like the little horn rising and all that kind of stuff, if that is captured some way in the stars. So, in other words, I wouldn't be shocked if we found something. So, if anybody's out there already digging in that direction, please let me know. I'm curious what you find. Or send me YouTube channels that you know people are already doing this kind of legitimate stuff. I don't want to hear the crazy. I mean, I watch that stuff on my own. So, you know, I'll fast forward and move on to the next thing. But if you really find a legit researcher, please let me know. So with that, it's kickoff time. I'll see y'all later.